Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. This is your host, Know Your Enemy. Tonight, we're going to be doing poetry and stories from the news and things that have been going on recently. If you'd like to call in, the number is 657-383-0967. Once again, the number is 657-383-0967. I hope everybody had a wonderful day. Once again, I had a crazy day like usual, but I guess you can kind of not be surprised because things always go crazy with me. So, you know, I just get a good laugh. I'll just tell you this one thing before we get into the show. If you ever go to a grocery store and you try to be cheap, you get what you pay for. I went to Safeway and a daggone drink talking about Safeway brand. That thing was the flattest drink I've ever tasted, and I'll never do it again. So for everybody that wants to get some good tea, make sure you go to Lipton or you go to Gold Peak. Don't try nothing else because, shoot, if you try that Safeway brand, that does taste like somebody's bad breath. Anyway, tonight's topic, like I said, we're going to be doing poetry and stories, what's going on. We're talking about what's going on in the news. Like, basically, there's been a lot of racial tension and kind of like a double, it's like a double-edged sword. It's like on one end, you have people saying that for one thing. And on the other end, you got people like, what the heck is going on? And we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how the kid went into the church, shot up everybody. How a person buys, tries to sell cigarettes and gets strangled by a rack of cops and killed. And how the fact that nowadays it seems like we're going towards the purge theory. And, you know, I always talked about that. Whenever you see something in a movie from the government and everything, it's a possibility it's going to be coming very soon because we almost had martial law up in Baltimore. And like I said, we're going to be talking about all that tonight. Once again, if you want to get on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWURENEY. The chat room is now open, so sit back, refresh your drinks, get you something to eat. And for all those people that want to call in, all you have to do is press the number one on your phone pad, and I'll bring you into the queue. As you see, we've been actually doing the show every day, so maybe it might be every day, but I'm not saying just yet what the schedule's going to be. I'm just supposed to say thank you for everybody that's been supportive. And if you want to support us some more, all you have to do is go to our pages that we have on here. You can go to www.twitter.com/KNOWWNOT. That way you get the play-by-play on what goes on during the show. And if you want to follow my poetry page, you can go to my fan page at Kiami Stimulating Poetry. Once again, that's KEYAME apostrophe S Stimulating Poetry. And that shows all the books I put out, every work I've put out, stuff I've done in groups, and anything that I've done like on Reverb Nation. A lot of people I know are musicians over there, but I'm a poet, so a lot of people support my work. And those that are singers or business owners and stuff like that, they come over here and want to be interviewed by me. So, you know, something got to be going good. For anybody that wants to be interviewed on the show, all you have to do is hit me up at my email, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. Once again, that's DISBEME97@yahoo.com. What I need from you is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, your contact information, and your pictures. What I need is so I can give you the proper questions when I'm interviewing you. I can make a nice flyer so everybody can follow you and see what you're about. And most of all, so your product can try to sell from starting out small, because you know this is just a small platform. You know, we're not going to be like on TV or mainstream, or, you know, it's not like you're, you know, across the airwaves on some big time show. So we start you off something small, and it's only like $25 for the fee to do this. And then you take your press release around and take this around with you, showing everybody what you've done on the show. And then, you know, you might get some great exposure and your business might blow up. And then next me might meet the top name people and maybe you might walk across the stage and get you an award like a Grammy or something like that. But for those that do want to be interviewed on the show, we only ask that you be very mindful of our time. Because sometimes people think when you don't have to, like, pay, or when you do have to pay, they think, like, well, maybe I can reschedule now. It's like, no, we waited for you. We gave you the proper time. So for those that may not have heard this before, I'm saying it now on the show. You got 24 hours that you can cancel. You got 2 hours at the very latest because we know things come up. You might have work. You might have got in an accident. You might have overslept. You know, any kind of different things might have came up, but we're just saying, you know, this is still a business, even though we like to have fun and we like to make people feel welcome. But just be mindful of your time and be mindful of our time, because we can't have somebody else on at the show. We can't have another topic going on. But we schedule that time because we try to be professional and meet our deadline with the person, because that's what you pay for. So with that being said, once again, tonight we're going to be doing poetry and stories, what's going on and here now on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. So let's get this started. All right, I'm going to go to my poetry section and pull out some poetry that I think is going to relate to this topic. First poem I'm going to do is called Injustice, Injustice, Let It End With Poetry. And this is from my book that I have on www.lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And you can check it out. It's $12 on the market, and it's about 165 pages. But once again, this poem is entitled Injustice, Injustice. Injustice, injustice, or end just us. Slavery equals liberty. Tokenism equals status. Overqualified equals thanks for your services. Injustice. If you read a book, you're considered a threat. If you destroy your own people, you're considered a great asset to America. If you play the fool, you become a statistic. Do you shame your ancestors for all that they fought for? If you blend in with the crowd, they say you're a sellout. Injustice. America, the land of opportunity. America, the land of the free. America, anyone who is a citizen should be treated equally. Really? What separates us from other countries? The Trail of Tears, the Tuskegee Experiment, the Holocaust tragedy. What about them? Were they not human beings? Yet they were slaughtered like animals. Injustice. Attila the Hun, Adolf Hitler, Ivan the Terrible, Joseph Stalin, Idi Amin, Genghis Khan, Mayo the Don. Injustice. What do you consider criminal activity? The special office, C2, poisoning and torturing of prisoners, the violation of the Hispanic rights in Arizona, the violation and mutilation of Sarah Bartman, and the sniper attack in the DMV after 9/11. Injustice. We the people, we need to stick to our own kind. If you can't beat them, join them. Are you unable to think for yourself, or are you still trapped on the bottom? Injustice. You say land of the free and home of the brave. I say the land of disease and the home of the slave. When you use American soldiers as mercenaries, yet you talk about terrorism. Injustice. How is it that foreigners can be given weapons of mass destruction, free education, and granted diplomatic immunity for committing crimes against Americans? Yeah, Americans' house is not filled. The people of your land is starving, and they're told to pay back taxes. While your family lives like kings and queens, for those who choose to get an education, they get penalized by doing so, by paying off student loans for the next 10 to 25 years of their life. Injustice. Injustice, injustice, or end just us. Injustice. Let it end with poetry. And once again, like I said, that is injustice. And basically from what that poem was saying, it's basically saying, like, how can you target people and like, use people and consider your homeland supposed to be safety and all. But yet it seems like we're living in a time of war and racial tension and a lot of hatred. Like, at one point, it was like they were talking about the Brown situation. They talked about the Trayvon Martin situation. And it's like all the countries started to band together. It was fighting against it. Then when we had the incident that happened in Baltimore, it's like it was rioting, it was people pepper spraying, people pulling people out of vehicles. I mean, just all kinds of chaos. Like even the news reporter, she got sprayed in the eyes. And I mean, of course, she's not the bad person. So it's like, what are you supposed to do? But then you flip it around a little while later. You have cops doing things to blacks just out of random acts of cruelty. And then it's like, so what do you tell your children when it comes to, like, obeying the law and respect the law enforcement and stuff like that? But then on the other hand, you have a white kid that says that he's a racist. He goes up and shoots up people at a church. I mean, like, really think about it. When you think about self-defense, what is self-defense? Okay, you might get an altercation. Somebody might come into your territory. Somebody might do something wrong to you. You fight, right? how in the world do you justify shooting people at a church? That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, you're talking about prayer, you're talking about cleansing, you're talking about paying your tithes, you're talking about Sunday morning. I don't think next to security anybody's going up in the church with a gun. So it's like, how do you put a vest on a kid that willfully went and shot up like 9-10 people? But then you have like all these other incidents, like a kid might be black and have on a hoodie walking home, he gets shot. You have a person that basically goes to a restaurant with their family because they're black. The woman feels intimidated. The whole 25 members of the family have to leave because she feels threatened. And then you have the fact of like what the George Zimmerman situation, cops told the person, don't do it. You heard the whole conversation. You don't have to do that. This is not what you're supposed to do. He undermined the law. He went after a kid. He threatened the person or whatever the case may be. And the person got shot, died. The person gets off for doing it. And it's just like saying, so how do you justify what is a crime, what is self-defense, and when is the justice system is for the people and not just for whoever wants to get away with doing wrong? It's like, so basically, if you have a badge or if you're in a certain position, you're allowed to do wrong. But let's say, like, for instance, with the woman that tried to defend herself against her husband, she shoots the gun in the air. So why did Lorena Bobbitt go to jail for 20 years for cutting off her husband's manhood? I mean, he was whooping her tail. But she's saying because she shot the gun up in the air, like, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just asking. You know, some people, you may think that it's okay with the kind of stuff that's going on, but it's getting very sick. And then I think, like, basically we're about to get down to one of them times. Either you can do what you want to do, or they're going to set up a day where killing might be legal for 12 hours, like on the movie. And I've heard some people say that it actually happened in certain states. But just think about it. Do you really think after a while when you're getting pinned down, you're getting choked out, you're having things stripped from you, you're getting pinned crimes that you didn't do? I mean, look at like even a movie like Fruitvale Station, and that was a real situation. Like the person got pinned down, they got beat up, they got talked to like trash. And at one point, you know, the cop was really going to do some time, and then the next minute, hey, it's a loophole. Let's shorten his sentence. But yet, if somebody does something wrong to law enforcement, or if you're a certain color and, you know, somebody feels threatened or they feel like you're in their territory, or maybe they feel like they don't like you and they want to pin a crime on you, it's like, hey, if you're black, go ahead and put that person in jail, or go get that person beat up, or go get that person shot. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And like I said, I have some more poetry for you, so definitely stay tuned in. Tell your friends, tell your family about the show, and definitely make sure you follow us. All you have to do is click follow on the homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. All right, now we're going to go back over to the chat room and the phone live. I see we have a caller on live. About to open up her mic. Hey, Strong Guyland, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Listening in.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, I just want to ask you three questions because I know I just started off the show, and I know you more than likely follow the news. What do you think about the shooting at the church? Like, basically, everybody put up a picture of how the one guy that was selling cigarettes that wasn't supposed to, he got choked down, held, and, you know, they waited till almost like the ambulance for this person to just, like, totally lose it. And then you hear about the deaths about a person getting thrown in a truck and how that person had something happen to them. And it's like now you're talking about this kid just randomly shot up like 9 to 10 people at a church and said they were trying to start up a race war. What is it about this whole thing with race that basically one side you get pampered and treated with respect, and then if you're black, it's like you deserve to die or you deserve to have a crime pinned against you or basically your voice is supposed to be heard? I want to hear that from you. What do you think about that?
It's crazy. It absolutely doesn't make any sense. And it's really happening too often now. You know, I'm hearing more and more cases of it. And, you know, even I would say with myself, you know, you figure that you wouldn't see racism during your lifetime, so you would hope. But that ain't the case. You know what I mean? It is not the case, and it's not only, put it this way, we shouldn't be judged by the color of our skin for anything. Everything should be across the board equal. But we know in society as it is today, that ain't true. And it's sad because it isn't. You know, just by, you know, a case of something that I had went to just recently, whereas I wrote a piece of, I just sat here and wrote a piece on it to basically get into what was said, I'd like, okay, this is ignorance in its worst form of a comment that could be made by another person. And, you know, and you say to yourself, okay, do you address that comment right then, right there, or do you let that comment fly in pursuit of just having quality of quietness? You know what I mean? Because it can always go left real quick just by the stupidness that came out of the other person's mouth. So sometimes I just choose to be more peaceful than go butt wild and go crazy on it. You know what I mean? And with everything that's going on today, watching everybody, you know, wilding out, just shooting up. No one was doing nothing to you in that church. Why? It doesn't make any sense. It's not going to make any sense. And it's a sad thing the way everybody's treated differently when it comes to any kind of case. I don't even know how to say it's going to change. I don't know if it will change in my lifetime. I really don't. You know, but all I could do is stay prayed up on it. And that's basically it. That's all I could do is stay prayed up on it and just hope that in my lifetime something changes.
Very true. But you know what? It seems like we're more so going towards the purge theory. Because like I was saying with the incident that happened in Baltimore, they were going towards having martial law. And I'm like, okay, so you would be ready to do martial law because something racial broke out and now the kids fought back, and even like I think they had a mayor or somebody that was supposed to be a public figure. He said he told the cops, like, you know, back down, we'll handle this, and you know, basically they got pepper sprayed and some more stuff, but the situation got handled. But yeah, like I said, you're talking about going out to a church and you shooting up people. And then like, you know, you see other times there's been situations like, okay, if a person's black, because I know this happened in South Carolina, a whole family was in there, and basically they said the woman felt like she was threatened because the woman was white and felt threatened. They actually asked the people to be, you know, leave the restaurant. And then you have situations like I said, the Trayvon Martin situation. Cops plainly told the person not to do it. The cops told the person not to follow it. So it's not, you know, your issue, whatever. And yeah, you still hunt the person down. You still say you're going to do what you got to do. You even make a racial remark, and you shoot the person. And then even before the case started up, he even says, and I quote, matter of fact, I can pull it up on YouTube also. He was like, if he known the person's age, he wouldn't have done it. And I was like, hold up. If it's self-defense, then you had the right to do what you had to do. But if you stalk somebody, you make a racial remark, and you try to intimidate them, then, well, basically, you brought the fight to them, so they had the right to defend themselves. So basically, you just hid out and took some time to get you some legal defense and cry to mommy and daddy, and then turn around and try to make it seem like you was in the wrong, but you was really right. And then next minute, it's like, okay, you can get off of doing wrong, but look at everybody else. Like I said, you're talking about people that got stronghold, people that got stalked. You're talking about Rodney King. You're talking about the Brown situation. So why is it only when it's black it's okay? But when a crime is against somebody else of another culture, it's not okay. Or if you feel like you're intimidated by somebody that's black or they look a certain way, then it's all right for you to make allegations about them. And it's like you can't say with a black person it's just by the way you look or the way that you talk or your culture. Because, I mean, look at the stuff that's happened to blacks in the past. You got the fact of Sarah Bartman. Prostitution, ripped out of organs, put it into a museum. You got the syphilis situation, how they experimented on blacks and used them. You got from all the movies that you've seen and how they used to hunt us for game and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, so when it comes to black, they're considered a threat or outcast or you're not supposed to deal with them. But yet any other race does anything. You get a pat on the back. You get your pension held for a minute. You get to go on a vacation. Or it might just be like they find a technicality and be like, well, this is what happened, and the law doesn't see that as really a threat, so nothing should happen to the person. So it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree with you. It doesn't make any sense. And I hope and pray that something will change this all around sooner rather than later. But one thing for sure, you know, us as a community, we really need to unite and not only just march and things like that, but also take our dollars back out of stuff where we spend it. That's the real thing right there. That is what's going to really wake some people up. When you start removing your dollars from where you spend it and start putting it back where it needs to go, that's when people are going to pay attention. Because right now is a Mickey Mouse type of world going on, and it don't make no sense. We only want the best for our next generations to come, and right now the way things are going, who knows if the world going to even still be here. You know, that's just my, you know, opinion as far as that go.
Well, but, I have another piece that
I was going to say, can I read? I was going to say, can I read this piece real quick?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. And then after you do your piece, I want to do one, too, to follow up on something
right.
that you said.
All right, this is basically ignorance by a cab driver, is what I decided to title this thing. But it goes like this. Wait, say what? Did you just say I can't get a sunburn because my skin is dark? Is that really what you thought? Must you really follow that up with, I know black people from where you live, but the skin is darker so they can't burn? Oh, my, where should I start? The color of skin has no bearing on burns. If you don't know, just go ask Joe, whose skin is dark but suffers with pain from burns on his skin that happened this day. Blistering, peeling, now it's raw. Hurting so bad, he's laying on the floor. So I say this day, I guess dark can bake. And it was a mistake for you to say that, and that is the piece. That story that I just read is a real story that happened just the other day in a cab ride. And the cab driver made that comment to me, and I said to myself, okay, this could get ugly real quick. How do you respond to what he just said? Do you fuss with him as he's driving his car and you could potentially crash? Or do you try to educate him in a sense of peacefulness, but still just let you know that you need to get to your destination and get there quickly and get out the thing? You know what I mean? Because I was like appalled by what I heard. I was really appalled.
And another thing, consider since you're inside of his cab, he could try to act like he made a wrong turn and be trying to charge you even more.
Exactly. You know, but it all started over seeing a person on a bike. And the person didn't have a shirt on, so he said that person can't get a sunburn because they were black. And I'm like, okay, really? Where do they do that at? You know, I was like shocked. I was more so in shock than anything. And, you know, for him to say that he knew people from his country in Honduras, that makes it right to say that, no, it doesn't make it right. Nothing makes it right. That just totally was racist and didn't need to be said. You could have kept that in his own thought pattern. He didn't need to share that with me. So by the end of the ride, I was like ready to get out and just have a nice day. There was no tips there. There was no tips.
Well, you know what? We got a lot of issues like that in the DMV because I know when it comes to like Africans and some Arabians, sometimes if you're a black person, they don't give you the same kind of respect. I remember one time I was right in front of a cab about to get in because the man was white collar and had on a business suit and had his briefcase. He tried to take the guy with me, and the guy said, hold on, why don't you take both of us? He was here first, and the guy didn't have nothing to say on it.
Yep, they do. I don't understand it. It's crazy. It's like you open the door with all of this that's going on in the world today. It's like it opens the door now for everyone just to feel like, okay, we can say whatever the heck we want to say. We can do whatever the heck we want to do. Ain't nobody going to do nothing to us. And that's where it has to stop because, yes, it should go across the board equal for everyone. It shouldn't be one person get this and the other person get that. It should be equal across the board. And that's what the fight is going to still take place to hopefully get. But that was my piece, and I relinquish the floor to you.
I definitely appreciate that piece. And if you have another one you want to do, we'll be going into overtime in the next 5 minutes. For everybody that's listening in through the chat room or any other kind of device, if you're not on the actual phone line, you might end up losing service. So you have 5 minutes to call in right now. The new number is 657-383-0967. 657-383-0967. If you want to speak, all you have to do is press the number 1, and I'll bring you into the queue. This next poem I'm about to read is also from my book entitled Injustice, Injustice. Once again, you can find it on lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. It's called I Think I Need to Apologize. I want to first start off by saying sorry. I'm sorry that you call yourself superior. I mean, what is superiority? Is it taking over lands without standing toe-to-toe for a fight? Is being superior raping innocent people and taking away their rights? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm too ignorant to understand what being a minority is. I mean, you use your pills to make your size just like us. I mean, you steal our language, our style, and people to be more like us. But the last time I checked, God never copied the creation to make himself high and mighty. I guess I should apologize for the many disease, lies, crimes you pinned against our race. Maybe we are inferior to deception. Maybe power means taking out other nations' religions and choices without even knowing there is an issue. But wait a minute. If Webster's definition is right, then your meaning for superior is inferior. A boxing champion doesn't need to throw a low blow to get ahead. No, you stand up one-on-one, head-to-head, toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow, and may the best fighter come out on top. So I just want to say to you, maybe you're scared to lose your power for superiority. That's why you must poison and annihilate other people to support your evil intent and impregnate cultures with hatred while you claim to be the true power of all lands. And all it takes is one touch from God's powerful hand, and then your reign will come to an end. So to all those who think they have attempted to destroy us, I just want to say to you, I'm sorry. And once again, that piece is entitled, I'm sorry. I mean, I think I need to apologize. So what do you think about that?
That piece was good. It was great. It was to the T. It was definitely what it was. It spoke the truth about injustice. It spoke the truth.
Amen. We have another person on the line. We're going to bring in Miss Tiffany.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Strong Island, Tiffany. Everybody back together again.
Hey, Tiffany.
Strong Island, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you, Jesus, on that one.
I know that's great.
So, Tiffany, what you want to say about tonight's topic? We're talking about racial issues, and we're talking about how the young white male end up shooting up the people at the church and how they got a vest put on them, and yet the people that got shot up, I mean, hey, it's like their lives wasn't taken for anything. But yet how the thing that happened out in Baltimore, they was ready to go into martial law, or how, like, with the Trayvon Martin or the Brown situation, people could just get taken out at random. So what you think about this whole race war thing?
It's kind of ironic because I went through, well, not something really that was bad, but I did kind of encounter a little race situation when I was recently actually in Brooklyn. I don't know, like, to me, some of it is being used as an excuse, because people constantly bring it up when it's the least thing that's dealing with the issue, with the real problem. But other times, it's exactly that's what's going on. So it's like, how do we solve this problem? Like, or is it ever going to be solved? You know, so I don't know. It's just kind of crazy, and it's ironic that everything is happening back-to-back, and with me being so close to me living in Maryland in the Baltimore area, like, I don't know, it's just a lot that's going on nowadays, and it's like, what's really going on? What's underneath all this that's really happening right now?
True, true. Well, you know, like we was just saying, like it's really getting to the point that things are getting chaotic because, like I said, one minute you got martial law, the next minute you got taking a person out just because, the next minute it's like, you know, people are just not safe anywhere. I mean, think about it. He had the kids that got killed out in Connecticut. You got the fact when the Dark Knight movie came out, you know, the opening of that movie, like 10 people got killed just off of random, and you just got all this craziness going on, and then just pinpointing people just for the fact of their race. So it's like, what do you do in situations like this? It's like, you can't say on one part it's the way you dress, the culture, the way that you look, because back in the day, you know, we had people that was intellectuals that got killed. Look at Martin Luther King, look at Malcolm X, or how about the fact of what happened to Sarah Bartman? She got turned into a prostitute disease, and they put her remains up in display at a museum, or the fact that they use diseases to try to take out a culture and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what do you tell your children when you're supposed to be looking up to law enforcement to be respectful? What do you look at government officials when it seems like they don't have your best interests at hand? And how are you supposed to take care of your daily activities? They seem like they're turning people against one another. And if you try to act out, then you consider it a threat. And if you don't go with the program, then you get annihilated. What are you supposed to do in times like this? Because, I mean, it's one thing just to be adults and be able to defend for ourselves. But what about our youth and young adults? Are they supposed to be able to have a productive future with all these issues going on?
That's a deep question. I don't think we have an answer to it right now. It's like being how on earth, and it's sad. Like, thankfully to get better, and like you said, with our leaders and stuff, and just the government, period, but it's just so much shadiness. It's like we have a curse, a plague on us. That's just exactly how I feel. And right now, there's no answer to anything that's going on, because everything that you said, you're absolutely right about. But in the same, we trying to defend our country, but you got people that's in the country that's willing to take us out. You know, they want to join forces with other countries and stuff, with people overseas, like the ISIS situation. And, like, it's just not good. It's sad to say the stuff that we're going through, like, they say you get stronger, the stuff you're going through, like, some of this stuff, it's just no excuse for it. Like, who goes into a church and you kill people in a church? Like, that's supposed to be the safest place you're at. You know, like, I don't understand it. Like, I do not have that answer. I wish I did.
Well, hold on for 1 second, Tiffany. Strong Island, what about you on that same topic? Because I know you got young kids and then you got your grandson and everything. What do you do in situations like that when you have your youth trying to come up? You know, you teach them education, you teach them respect the law, you teaching them the people to stay away from, and then you find out the same people that you're calling respectful people to look up to, those are the same ones that are acting just like the strangers. So how are they supposed to know who to actually consult when something's going on, and how to know who's really the bad guys with so much negativity going on nowadays?
Well, let's just put it this way. You're starting to see more and more because of everything going on, people now, especially on social media, they're starting to show their real colors are coming out. And I guess it's because they feel like it's a, you know, persona. You can't see me. I can't see you. I can say whatever I want to say. So I've been witnessing so much. And some of the stuff that's coming from some people, you'd be like, oh, wow, really? Is that really how you're thinking? So you try to, at that point, you know, you have to decide whether or not you want to still be associated with that kind of thinking, or you just let people be. Everybody have a thought. You know, they have the right to have a thought and do whatever. But, you know, when you're invading on someone else's space, that's where it gets murky.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thought on that. I just had a lot of conversations about this on a lot of stuff going on in the world today.
So do y'all think it might be possible that the purge might be the next thing to happen, or do you think we're not that far down the line?
We're not there yet.
No, we're not there.
Because I know at one point people was even talking about, I forgot what the name of that thing is, it's supposed to be something like a droid or something. It's supposed to be able to send out stuff to find things and then can, like, locate things. And then, you know, like with our phones and our computers and any technology we have, all this stuff can give everybody's information. Like, basically, it can tell you who your next door neighbor is. It can tell you where part of the house you're in. It can tell you what activities you done did throughout the day. So, even through technology, we're not even considered safe. It's like you got to go back to being almost like with some people. You got to be the type of people that you live up in the mountain. Yeah. You basically got to, like, live in the mountain and have, like, no kind of technology and basically stay to yourself and, you know, just be off from the world. Because, like, nowadays, wherever you go, whatever you do, it's like it don't matter. It's just like anything can happen at random. It's just like when they had the sniper attack, the whole time they was talking about go for a white van and we think it's a person that's crazy and, you know, it's probably going to be a white person. The whole time you're disappointed you find out it was a black person. And then carrying along a young boy, and then the whole time you ride around in the car, you look like, do you really think if a person was that bold, they're going to really ride around the same vehicle the whole time and you're out on the road looking for them?
True that.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, we have all this craziness going on. It don't matter whether it's race. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, your rights, whether it's things that you do with your daily activity. It doesn't matter whether it's somebody that you're supposed to respect. Or whether it's people that are just getting away with stuff. Because I know, like, when I thought about the Casey Anthony situation, I still couldn't get how the only thing they gave was neglect. Now, I don't know if you know the poet on Facebook, Remy. They said when her daughter got shot by this guy 4 times, guess what they gave him?
Mm-hmm.
They said the only thing they charged him was possession of a weapon. Now, picture you shot a young kid 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
She got to picture this person's face. She got to picture this person getting it out. And then even when they went back to change it, there's still some technicalities and stuff like that. And I'm looking like, how in the world, if you shot a child 4 times, the only thing you have was possession of a weapon? And that's what I'm saying when it comes to racial crimes against blacks. It seems like it's okay. It don't matter whether you're young, you're old, whether you're a woman, whether you're a thug, whether you're a respectable person trying to raise a family, whether you never had no priors or anything. And like I said, even the persons that were at church. So if you could shoot a person at church, that means, you know, it's no limit now. It's like anything goes.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. Well, we're now down to the last 5 minutes of the show. I want to thank everybody for coming through. I want to thank Tiffany Strong Island for being on the show. And as always, I always like to have everybody get their information before we close out. So we're going to start with Strong Island since she was the first person that came on. And then Tiffany, you give your information, and then I'll close out with mine.
All right. Hi, this is Strong Island. You can find me on Facebook under author Cindy Smith Jordan. I have a book out called Sweet Nectar, and it's an anthology of poetry. And that's about it. You can find me anywhere, really.
All right, Tiff.
Okay, hey, this is Tiffany. You can find me on Facebook, TIFFINY, GLADDEN.
All right, that's what's up. Once again, this is your host, Know Your Enemy. You can find me on www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy, KNOWUREMY. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at KnowMeKnowMeNot, KNOW, KnowMeKnowMeNot. And if you want to hit me up on my email because you want to me to promote your business, hit me up at DISBEME97@yahoo.com. If you want to follow my Facebook group, my fan page, it's Kiami Stimulating Poetry, KEYAME_S. And like always, I just want to say, let's be positive. Let's stay prayed up. Be mindful of the people that you deal with. Cherish the ones that you love and make sure you always know your locations because you might think like you're just walking along, you know, talking on your phone. You never know who might be around you, or you might stop for a minute and, you know, might not notice your surroundings and see just because it might be a cop or somebody that you think that's a nice person or a friendly person or a regular person, that might actually be the psychotic one. And like I said, always be mindful to keep tabs on your children and the people that you care about, because you never know what's going on in the world nowadays. So I just want to thank everybody for coming through. We're going to have some more shows this week. Peace, love, and blessings, and we'll see you next time. Take care and have a good night.